earlier this week that we learned that a member of the Utah Army National Guard was also in that crowd. Earlier this week, Sergeant Chasen Brown received the Utah Medal of Valor from Governor Gary Herbert. And to tell us more about Sergeant Brown's experience and the type of man and soldier that he is, we are joined by Master Sergeant Sean Harris, who was one of the first to learn Sergeant Brown's story from the night at the concert. Sergeant Harris, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm grateful to you for joining us. Let's get right into this conversation. Before we get into the details of what led to the Utah Medal of Valor being given to Sergeant Brown, what can you tell us about this soldier? What's his background?
Sergeant Brown was a young soldier, a newly recruited soldier. He'd only been in the military for a couple of years at the time of the incident. From the time that I've known him, I was a part of his former leadership team at that time. And I'd always been impressed with Sergeant Brown. His professionalism, his performance, everything that he did, everything that he trained on, he always trained to be the best and always trained to be proficient.
What type of proficiency did you observe in him? How could you know that he was always striving for the best?
Just the different things that he would do, sir. We're in a field artillery unit, and during weekly or monthly training, he would spend as much time as possible training on different tasks to reach a level of performance that was higher than most people.
When did you first come to know Sergeant Brown?
I met Sergeant Brown in 2017 when I took the position of first sergeant in his unit.
In the Deseret News recently, you were quoted. You said that Sergeant Brown has been thoroughly impressive since you first met. What, if you could nail down one thing, what has most impressed you over these past 3 years, or after the 3 years?
The most impressive thing that I've seen with Sergeant Brown especially in relation to this incident, is his ability to adapt and to work through it and not let it affect his life, his personal life, his work life, his professional military life. He continues to strive to be proficient and do everything very well.
And that's a trait that may be born in him, but is also trained through Army training. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
I understand you were one of the first to hear Sergeant Brown's experience from that night in Las Vegas. But what was that conversation like?
The original conversation, I sat down and asked him, I heard that you were at that concert. I asked him, what was it like? Only expecting to hear something like, oh, it was terrifying, or it was chaotic. But as he began to speak and share things with me, I was stunned and overwhelmed. Number one, by his experience, the things that he went through, but also as he began to share details about what he was going through at the time, the emotions that he shared. He told me that the first instinct or the first emotion that he had was just pure fear, a fear that he'd never felt before. And then he was able to realize that, hey, I've been trained. I've received this training for combat casualty care, this training that I've been taught so that I can help wounded comrades in battle. So I can use this. So he redirected that fear, and he was able to use that to focus on those that were in need, rather than, they weren't wounded comrades in the battlefield, but they, in a way, they were. And he just focused that training and helped as many people as he could.
What was the nature of the aid that he went to? I understand first aid. Was he able to evacuate? What can you tell us about the details of what he went through?
So every soldier is trained in combat casualty care. He received that first aid training, how to stop bleeding, how to place a tourniquet, bandages, evacuation, how to improvise a litter, those types of skills. And those are the skills that he used. He was able to stop the bleeding on a casualty by, not to be too gory, but using his finger to plug a bullet hole until they could evacuate that casualty to an aid station. He improvised tourniquets with belts or whatever he could find, straps of T-shirt. He used T-shirts as bandages, wads of other clothing as a pressure dressing, which is used to help stop bleeding, and then improvised litters and help carry other wounded people off of the lawn.
Due to his actions that night, the Governor Gary Herbert, awarded Sergeant Brown the Utah Medal of Valor. What can you tell us about that medal? What qualifies someone for the Medal of Valor?
The Utah Medal of Valor is the highest state award that the Utah National Guard military member can receive. It's only awarded to those who have demonstrated extreme valor. It can only be awarded to a member of the Utah National Guard that distinguishes themselves by courageous conduct at the risk of their own life and personal safety, above and beyond the call of duty.
What can you tell us about Sergeant Brown today? Where is he in his career? How's he doing?
He's doing great, as well as can be expected. Right now he's working for an electrical company in Las Vegas, getting ready to move to a supervisory position in Colorado. He's been promoted to the rank of sergeant. He's a gunner in the field artillery unit, Charlie Battery, 2nd Battalion, 222nd, out of Beaver, Utah, and continues to perform very well in all aspects of his life, his civilian career and his military career.
Listen, thank you, Sergeant, for speaking to us today. Thank you for telling us the story of Sergeant Jason Brown. Mentioned earlier that there are experiences sometimes that are dark and tragic and horrific and ugly and vile, and that the true metal of someone is measured in how they're able to respond and react. And the story that you've just told, the experience of Sergeant Jason Brown, is exactly that. There was a darkest hour that he witnessed, and he was able to rise and ultimately render aid, save lives. And it's, I imagine, just a small token of appreciation that he be on the receiving end of this Utah Medal of Valor. It also speaks to you for being in his chain of command in his career, that he would receive guidance and seek and follow the example set by you and other leaders along his career. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your time here. And thank you for telling us the story of young Sergeant Jason Brown.
Thank you. It's an honor to be able to speak on his behalf and share his story.
Please, if you have contact with him, pass along to him, for whatever it's worth, appreciation from myself, from this station, and from the whole state.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.